attention of Christians. In the same way that someone
who formally enrolls in the university attracts more of the attention of the teachers compared to someone who casually attends classes at the university but never enrolls. Certainly those who casually attend classes at the university, they pick up something. But to make sure that you get the credit and the full learning experience, it's best to formally enroll. Commitment means something, especially in this age of Kali. In the age of Kali, promises have no value. Honor is whatever you feel like doing at the particular moment. Therefore, in this age of Kali, we should especially seek the strength of commitment. Now, sometimes that can seem to be scary, to commit yourself. It's so scary to commit that people don't want to get married anymore. And also, practitioners of Krishna consciousness can be afraid of initiation. Anything but make a commitment. Or, if you are going to make a commitment, then it should be understood that at any moment when you feel different, you can toss the commitment out. Initiation is a commitment which can give us so much spiritual strength. Just like on a fast day, Guru Purnima, Janmashtami especially, you may walk by some very nice smelling food and your stomach may begin to rumble and your nostrils become tantalized. But what do you think? What checks you? You remember, it's a fast day today. I must make it till midnight. Similarly, with your initiation vows, material nature can thunder and roar and hurl so many arrows of garbage at you. But if you know how to take shelter of your initiation vows, no, I cannot do this. Those vows will help you to cross over the dangerous ocean of Kali. Initiation also involves commitment in the guru-disciple relationship. It is not simply that the disciple is committing, but also the guru is committing. And Krishna is watching the whole transaction. As I've explained many times, we are partaking in this initiation ceremony because it pleases Krishna. It is not that we're just loving rituals. No. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that if you want to understand bhakti, the most confidential, profound subject matter, then you have to do it in a certain way. By your accepting initiation, you are verifying your status as personalist. You're doing something because Krishna personally likes it. So this is a big step in Vaishnavism, personalism. To take into account someone else's desires. In this case, we are taking into account the Supreme Personality of Godhead's desires. For how his servitors should approach him. Therefore, this ceremony is very important. But also, as we have explained so many times, initiation as a ceremony doesn't guarantee what's in your heart. Krishna knows what's in our hearts. Ishwar sarva bhutanam hridayesh arjuna tishtati. He's seated there. simply by sitting at the initiation fire doesn't mean your job is done. Indeed, the initiation ceremony means that your job has just begun. Initiation is a beginning. Formal entrance onto the motorway back to Godhead. We can think about our situation in material existence using the teachings that Krishna gave to the gopis at Kurukshetra. He told them. In other words, don't be angry at me. Don't you know it's the Supreme Lord who gathers living entities together and then separates them, just like the wind can bring together pieces of cotton or dust or grass, and then that same wind separates them. Similarly, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, in speaking to the gopis, Krishna said, it's the Supreme Lord who's done all this. In other words, don't blame me. To which the acharyas say, the gopis replied, stop this double talk. Everyone knows you're the Supreme Lord. It is a fact. Krishna brings us together. Krishna separates us. But, as Krishna will explain to the gopis, well, if it's true that I'm the Supreme Lord, then how can you be separated from me? Because everywhere you look, you simply see my energies. But anyway, even though I may be the Supreme Lord, still I must say, I'm conquered by your devotion. So Lord Krishna explained to the gopis, knowledge of Achincha Beda Beda Tattva, how he is one with and different from his energies. He explained that there is the material energy which pervades all material objects. We were talking about this on our cruise yesterday, a very successful cruise. The material energy pervades all material objects. And then the conditioned souls, as spirit souls, pervade material existence in a special dimension, so to speak. Because even though the conditioned souls are in material existence, they retain their pure spiritual identity. So you have the material energy pervading all material objects. And then you have the conditioned souls pervading the material energy. Above all that, you have Krishna, who pervades the material objects, the material energy, and the spirit souls. Therefore, for one who sees Krishna in everything, and everything in Krishna, such a person is never lost to Krishna, and Krishna is never lost to that person. How to get this vision? The vision that becomes so intense that wherever you look, you simply see Krishna, because your consciousness is so ecstatically absorbed in remembering Krishna and immediately recognizing that everything belongs to Krishna. That consciousness becomes so intense that indeed you see Shyam Sundar everywhere. Yam Shyam Sundaram Achincha Guna Sarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Ajami. Initiation means formal enrollment in chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. If we make as our number one priority the daily attempt to hear the holy name without offenses, then Krishna will bless us with the vision to see properly. The ignorance
of material life will be dispelled. Those of you who are taking the first initiation, Harinam Diksha, should remember the commitment to attentive chanting of the holy name. Watch out for when circumstances start to corrode your chanting efforts, especially those who live at home, but even those who live in the ashram. Even sannyasis who are traveling always have to guard against corrosive chanting. Chanting overwhelmed by circumstances. So if you always make as your number one priority to arrange your life so that you can chant with attention, Krishna will bless you with the vision to see Him in everything and everything in Him. And then ultimately, as the gopis demonstrate at Kurukshetra, beyond even understanding that Krishna is everything and everything is in Krishna, they are just spontaneously attached to Krishna. And so they'll tell Krishna, "Thank you for the lesson in philosophical discrimination and how to see the energies. But we just want that you please put your lotus feet in our hearts. We're simple cowherd girls in the village. We don't want to go to Dwarka with you. It's not our scene there. We want you back in Vrindavan with your flute playing, your turban with peacock feather." The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra takes us through various stages of spiritual development. But if we neglect the role of chanting in our life, then our spiritual life becomes very weak, and our mind becomes so caught up in so many other things. On our cruise yesterday, so many persons who attended were asking me the question, "Don't you understand, Swamiji? We are working. We are raising children. We have to cope with so much stress and duties, responsibilities. How can we practice Krishna consciousness?" So many said like that. I explained to them, if you take proper shelter of the holy name of Krishna, that holy name will inspire you, empower you with the vision to balance your life. But how can you balance your life in this age of Kali without the aid of the holy name of Krishna? It's not possible. Without chanting properly, daily, you'll just look around and see stress everywhere. And you're right. You'll see burdens and entanglements and snares and anxieties everywhere. You'll see an impossible schedule. How will I fit chanting in? So many of you know, when someone first told you, a devotee first told you about chanting at least 16 rounds, so many of you thought, "That's impossible. You don't understand my schedule." And again, one can explain to such candidates, "Look, there's so many who are doing that. They're working, they're raising families, and they're chanting. Why can't you?" But this notion burns so deeply in the consciousness. "No, it's impossible. I know my schedule. You don't understand. That must be the problem. You don't understand. I'm doing my necessary duties. How can I have time for chanting?" But once they start chanting, the vision changes, and they see they have so much time. Indeed, it can be said that the Hare Krishna mantra creates time, in that it purifies your consciousness so that you see differently, and you see opportunities. You see the time and the space for chanting, for engaging in Krishna service. So we agree. Without attentive chanting of the holy name, you will see impossibility for Krishna consciousness. But once you start chanting, the holy name begins to give you the vision for sorting out your life. It gives you the strength, the sustenance for making the needed changes. Therefore, we should always remember that our chanting
attentively is our number one priority. And be on guard for the inevitable, the attempt by the material energy to wear you down. This is the nature of life and material existence. Things always run down. That's why Krishna has to come from time to time and rejuvenate the understanding of bhakti. Imam Vivastrate Yogam Proktavanam Avyayam Sakalena Hamata Yoga Nastaparanta. From time to time, the purpose, the purport of Bhagavad Gita becomes lost. Not that the book becomes lost. Not that the slokas become lost, but the proper understanding. And Krishna says, it's due to the passage of time. The effect of time. Satkalenaha mahata yoganashta palantapa. So he has to come and rejuvenate, revive the clear understanding of Bhagavad Gita. So, for us, that same effect of time. Satkalenaha mahata. Corrodes our sincerity in terms of daily focus on the holy name. We have to expect that's the nature of life in this world. Don't be rosy-eyed about life and material existence. There's always going to be that effect of time to run things down. And the reasons will seem to make sense. Oh, you don't understand. I have a workload at my job. Children were born. So many things. On and on it goes. I'm overburdened with service at the temple. I'm a sannyasi overburdened with traveling. On and on and on it goes. That's the nature of life in this world. You always have to watch, in a sense, for the inevitable. The inevitable is that your chanting focus will become corroded. Be prepared for that and know how to take steps, how to get things back together again. That's a mature understanding of the pilgrim's progress in this world. Therefore, we appeal to those who are taking first initiation, and we appeal to all the devotees, and we appeal to ourselves. Let us always make as our number one priority the attentive chanting of Hare Krishna. There's nothing wrong in feeling anxiety that, oh, my chanting's not where it should be. That's good. Krishna's attracted to that anxiety. Indeed, a devotee never thinks, oh, I'm chanting so nicely now. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, Jodaivam Idrisa Mahajani Anuraga. I'm so unfortunate. Not simply so unfortunate, I'm certainly so unfortunate. Jodaivam Idrisa Mahajani. I have no anurag. I have no attachment for the holy name of Krishna because I'm chanting with offenses, even though Krishna has given himself fully as his holy name. And those who are taking second initiation, it is expected that you display the qualities of a Brahmin. There's nothing prestigious about simply wearing a few pieces of thread around your shoulder. Or, in the case of ladies, there's nothing so prestigious about being able to sit and have your hand like that. We want to see genuine Brahmana qualities. That's what the world is missing. Indeed, especially those coming from India, they know. So many persons are swaggering around saying, I'm a Brahmana, and without any knowledge, without any qualities. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness society is trying to supply the world with genuine brahmanas who have knowledge and the brahmana lifestyle. Here at Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir, the deities play such an important role. They are not stone. They are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So brahmanas are required for maintaining the deity worship at a proper standard. Also here at Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir, education plays a big role. Brahmanas are required to teach, to study. Also, brahmanas distribute knowledge. These are all brahmana activities. Cooking for the deity, worshipping the deity, studying the shastra, teaching the shastra, distributing the shastra, introducing others to the shastra. These are all brahmana activities. Here at the Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir, brahmana activities play the most important role. Because brahmana activities are the head on the social body. That's why we want genuine brahmanas. And this way, we're doing the greatest service for society by putting a head on the social body. All right, what comes next? Neck beads, please. Can someone put on Vijayan Harsha's neck beads, please? This is always a very happy moment as the society of devotees increases. It's always a pleasure to give devotees initiation in such a thriving spiritual community, well cared for and well led. So these ceremonies are a great testimony to our fearless leader here, Aniruddha Prabhu, and his fearless wife, Chintu Rupa Mataji. Please come up, offer your dandavats so your feet don't point towards the deities, and say the pranam mantra. Shashwat has been a member of the Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir community for some years, and everyone knows his quiet, gentle nature. He likes to study the shastra, and he's helping very nicely in cultivating the young students and young professionals. And then he's received the added bonus that his mother, whom I've met in Delhi, she's also fully practicing Krishna consciousness. And then, sister also? He first came to me, worried, oh, so many family problems, so many complications to my family back in India, what to do? And then, a year later, he's astonished. All family problems are solved and everyone's becoming Krishna conscious. His mother is a very nice devotee, as well as his sister. Of course, a devotee sees that everyone is part of the family, all living entities. Samat sarveshu bhuteshu. A devotee sees all living entities as equal because Krishna is the seed-giving father of everyone. Therefore, in order to distribute Krishna consciousness, one needs that understanding that everyone is part of Krishna's family. Still, it is nice that your bodily relations become Krishna conscious. Undeniably so. What are the four rules? What to do every day? Your name is Bhakti Sardas. Bhakti Sar means the essence of bhakti. I especially chose the name with a sar because I predict that meant there'll be many sars coming. We have our Katha family, we have our Aranya family. I think it's easy to make a sar family. Studied very vigorously, attaining his advanced degree, and then he decided that the proper and best application of his intelligence was to learn the science of Krishna and introduce others to it. And we're very happy that he's so nicely assisting Nityananda Priya, and he's trying to rescue the student community. He is also very happy because he married and he was wondering, oh, will my wife be Krishna conscious? Oh, what to do? Now, all the time he's saying, oh, I can't believe how fortunate I am, how Krishna conscious my wife has become. So we're happy that Krishna has blessed him with a full Krishna conscious family. He has chosen to take initiation first and make the path for his good wife to follow. She has given him her blessing to push ahead, knowing that she will reap the benefit. Things happen differently. Some couples prefer to do it together. Others say, no, you go first. It's okay. I was especially pleased to note on our cruise yesterday that a few persons from his workplace had come for the cruise. Generally, it's very difficult to get people from your workplace to come to a Krishna conscious event because, well, mostly those who go to work like to keep work for work and preaching for preaching because, you know, workplace can be a difficult place. But somehow or other, he's able to get, even his manager came yesterday. She brought her son. Her son was a law student and he decided, let me put this Swami in his place. Let's have a go at him. And so he approached me in the mood of as being the Digvijay. We had a half hour dialogue. Afterwards, he went and sat down, and what did he tell you? He thought that the points that he was making would be infallible. You're just assuming that there's an ultimate controller. You assume that because you have a psychological need for that assumption. But maybe there's just random interaction of matter, and that's all. So I just turned the tables on him. I said, you're assuming that because you have a psychological need. So how do we know whose assumption is correct? Krishna's giving you the process to verify his existence. I said, now give me the process to verify that everything is just random interaction of matter. So he shut up after that. All right, what are the four rules? Your name is prima down da. Prima Dam means the reservoir of prema. It can also refer to the holy dam, which is full of prema. Raja Dam, Navadip Dam. In particular, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll find the term prema dam applied to a devotee of Nityananda Prabhu, Miniketana Ram Das, who is described as being prema dam. The name Prema Dham also leaves room for other Dhams in the future. I and his wife Harsha are main pillars of this devotional community. Everyone knows him for his humble disposition and his energetic mridanga playing. At our preaching programs, he's a permanent fixture keeping the kirtans going. Sometimes I look at him and wonder, is he too tired? He has the great fortune to always be in the middle of the kirtan. What are the four rules? Your name is Krishnamrita Das. The nectar of Krishna. I can't help you. I don't know my pranam mantra. I don't chant it. Hare Krishna. Our other half of such a nice couple. Everyone knows Harsha's gentle ways, soft-spoken ways. And this way, she and her husband demonstrate to other young candidates in devotional service how indeed you can have a home with Krishna in the center. Very important that we have these examples. They can see the young couples, like Vijay and Harsha. They can see the mature couples in the golden phase, like Aniruddha and Shinjarupa. What are the four rules? What to do every day? Your name is Rasamrita Devi Dasi. We have the Amrita family, full of nectar, who is taking second initiation. You can come at 12 o'clock for your Gayatri Mantra with a sheet. Someone should teach you how to count beforehand. And then Chintarupa Mataji will have you on the altar by nightfall.